Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, Climate and Community meets with a graduate of College of the Atlantic and a rural youth organizer through Just Me for Just Us, who has facilitated a program called Designing the Future in communities throughout Hancock County.
My name is Isidora Muñoz Segovia. I was born in Chile, grew up in Spain, and found myself living on MDI thanks to my studies as a human ecologist at College of the Atlantic. And then I worked for local nonprofits following my dream of contributing to our society from different angles, from food access, climate justice, and work with migrant communities. I have been working with GMJU since 2023. Just Me for Just Us, or GMJU, is a youth-led and rural-led nonprofit which works specifically with rural youth in Maine to have their voices heard and their projects supported.
While Isi grew up in Spain, she has pursued international educational opportunities, all of which have strongly impacted her resolve to focus on community-led climate action.
So before coming to the U.S. to study for my bachelor's, I was doing my high school in China. The contrast there was huge because I just clearly remember that some days in my high school, we will not be allowed to leave the buildings because there was such high levels of air pollution. I just remember you could see through the windows of my room in this semi-urban space where we had our school, just like fog and pink or orange skies. We had an app on our phone that will tell us what's the level of air pollution. And then following that, we will then be allowed to do activities outside or not. And then coming to the US for college and then having this pristine, beautiful forest and the ocean. And for the longest time, it was so surreal to just see that and be there every day. And then part of that too, the initiatives that we had at College of the Atlantic with student-led organizations, professors that taught me so much about the intersectionality of what is climate justice was huge. So all of those factors were both a motivator and also a learning point to my work on climate change and climate justice.
While at College of the Atlantic, Isi developed the Designing the Future program. I asked her to share what the program is and how it supports communities in becoming more resilient to the impacts of climate change.
So Designing the Future came to be as a result of my thesis. After I started working with Just Me for Just Us, it all came to be as it is today. It's a community center initiative that brings together youth, educators, artists, scientists, and local leaders to collectively imagine and plan for resilience in a context of their local environment and communities. So an important factor here is that instead of thinking of people in communities as a passive recipients of solutions from the outside, we tackle this approach from more of an active organizing, co-designing response rooted in local knowledge, culture, and also lived experiences, which is something that we wanted to highlight a lot. So in this process of creating Design in the Future, we brought together different people from different parts of a community, and that meant bringing schools, universities, local environmental organizations, also local governance into the same space to move away from top-down climate narratives to more collaborative approach. Before launching Designing the Future projects, we do getting to know the community, to know who are the people locally who hold this knowledge and this rooted experience and life experience that truly represents the culture and the identity of the community we're working with. And that's, I think, that's the most beautiful part of Designing the Future, that it highlights and recognizes all this knowledge and brings it together with different people who perhaps have roles as part of their jobs that also are doing similar things from different approaches.
I asked Isi to share the driving motivator behind this project.
The context of why this came to be is from my own experience working with different grassroots organizations and then United Nations climate change conferences. And those spaces helped me see this connection between, not always, but very often, climate decision making and the people that are most affected by those decisions. And I just saw the gap, and also the gap between policies and how people feel about this and the real impact of climate change. So we wanted to bring all of that together, switch it up and see how we can approach it from an interdisciplinary angle, bringing together scientists and also artists and having all of that tied up together through a collective vision.
Next time on Climate and Community, we will hear more from Issi about why local climate resilience planning matters and how you can bring concepts from the Designing the Future program to your community.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.